interrupting the current neo-Ukrainian cricketism. To bring you behind the woodshed, this is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM 473. We just keep adding on these frauds in the world that take our attention away from what we ought to be doing. Really been a little bit disappointed. I thought, and I know I'm naive at this, but I thought we were a unified nation, a unified people. When the chips were down, we would come together, and boy, Corona really blew that out. It's really quite funny, in a desperate sort of way. And then the Ukraine nonsense and the scapegoat it becomes. And we sit as crickets just listening to it like it's some warm summer night, which I hope shows up sometime this year, because I've been disappointed about getting the plants in the ground, being the overnight temperatures are just a little too cool for all this global warming. But again, the scapegoat, the stalking horse, as I've been telling you for years, is the condition to look through. In a way, you can't really apply what I'm saying to anything you've read, because this, we're talking application. We're talking about the boots on the ground, the condition of reality, how you respond it. I've got a little bit of experience into how this works. No, I'm not an author to have been able to explain it. There's been authors that speak to it, but none of the authors that are out there, and I'm put it more constructively here, in what we call the green religion, the sustainability, none of those folks have actually engaged it to where it was a challenge, how to keep it and try to keep at least a check on it. And so I've been offering how to go about doing that. It's not something that is comparable to, I don't think it's comparable to much of anything out there, actually. Not that I want to sound so unique, but it's just the truth of it, and people are not prepared about that. It's why I offer what I do. It's what I offer, how you're going to learn to communicate with this thing that's out there, if and when you decide that that's a need. Underlying this whole condition, as I found it coming through for many decades of research and study, and I can't, again, I just can't put it, I don't really fully remember it, it's just in me. I can't tell you that if you haven't read Bennett, go to a university legal library, is where I found it, and read Benedict's on Admiralty. It's an encyclopedia, folks. It's like 3 feet long on its volumes. If you don't begin to read most of that, then you'll do better. You'll do better than me if you read more than 80%, because something in me at 80%, I'd noticed I'd read enough. I looked around what was remaining to read, and the message to me is you've seen enough. And then I started on my path to look at the world through that rule. It's not about admiralty more than international law, if you will, and I've told you the condition on that. But anyway, this points us to things. It pointed me to things. And it pointed me to how to recognize you know them when you see them. That's why Libra Code became more important, because of this understanding. If you haven't read those volumes, and I'm not saying you're defeated if you don't, I'm just saying it gives you a different insight. It gives you an insight that you would understand maybe much better, quicker, what I'm saying, why. We have to address things a certain way. And what I say and I hold to and have held to, we're in a military occupation, and there's a couple different styles of them. Why Libra Code was so important, the very first article tells them, you don't have to be told you're in this. You knows it when you sees it. They're deeds. Indeed. And so this little article right up front, I've got to get right to it. So many tabs. I've been dropping so many tabs each week. There's just so much to talk about. I can only skip the surfaces, but read a little bit more to start this. This little article here starts it out. I've told you that the military was included in this, all part of it. You saw Warp Speed have explained that. Long before Corona fraud, coronavirus bogus, I was explaining this military overthrow, this military oversight in your districts of your states, even the United States of America. It's really global in a way when we move into this next level of international interaction. But when you look around and see your laws and your constitutions seemingly are not being followed, then maybe those aren't being followed, and that you know them when you see them. And we were supposed to be a unified people. The whole Constitution, the weakness in the Constitution is that it requires the unified people in order to throw it off. It gives you the right. It tells you you have the right, but it doesn't tell you how you're going to execute that. But you see, we got an indication it takes the majority of the people to do so. That, in a way, I saw that when I read that into the idea of a Constitution, international compact, notice to the world, and other countries, that was going to be a big obstacle to us. How do you get a bunch of people to agree on anything? And that's why I told you the Second Amendment condition, which really wasn't the Second Amendment condition in the Virginia matter years ago, was such a big deal. Because they did get, as we were told, 95% of the population, they call it the community in a constitutional sense, agreeing that there was violations to the people. I don't think I've ever seen that. That uniform, that unity, if you will, that mutual awareness and movement. And so, to me, that was a big deal if anyone else thought it was. And I've been responding to that periodically. The military consequences puts another layer, a veneer over the top of all this. I've been telling you it's a consequence of how we live today. When you're in an occupied territory, you're not going to tell the occupier much. And so this is partly where we say we don't have rights, because you actually, in a way, don't. But there is this underlying rule set that works. Milley kind of mentioned to that, but no one, it's not what he's talking about. But there is a rule set, the international law, which is just an agreement to agree to get along, at least until war breaks out. And then even then, there's supposed to be laws of war, which are kind of oxymoronic. However, this is how we move it, and this is how things get done. The military is a factor in all that we're doing. The limitations that are on you are that you cannot just talk from your opinion. And that's where it became apparent to me, not just that we're in an administrative world, but that the record of how you do is the black and white proof of how you proceeded. And you have to lead with that. Proper, and I say proper with big letters here, a big exclamation point. It has to be at least more properly, but properly done. Why? Because you want objective basis. Why? Because these people are coming as liars and deceivers. And your record in black and white, done properly, is the witness against that deception. And getting on to this point, it's going to go a little bit off, but right on point, of the military coincidence with this condition going global, with thing that we might talk about, the green religion or the sustainability, whatever you want to talk about. It's just a name they've thrown over your slavery, your servitude, in a bigger, even a bigger sense than we have when we look monetarily or fiscally through the Federal Reserve note or whatever. The next iteration is going to the technocratic digital world, which is going to be even more direct. They say, tell you, it's going to go directly to the money changers to control. If this isn't giving people, it doesn't give people any impression, but if it doesn't give people impression, then the guy ones that's next to you, that if you do get it, the one that's next to you may not agree with you and may become the division that stops your ability to defend yourself. But a black and white objective basis and rule is important now, and that's told to us in the administrative side. And again, I only talk on what we should be doing. I'm not talking to the subject matter that we're addressing, but this is the method that you start to give yourself some distance at least. And I wanted to touch this. The story starts off in the military, actually connected to an international non-governmental agency, which I told you, your Title 42 civil rights. If you look at, I think it's Section 1981. Title 42, Section 1981, your civil rights, called equal rights. You hear equality right there. This is done around the time of the Civil War. If you don't think this cancel culture has been around for a long time, go down to C on that thing. I think it's the C entry. And they talk about non-governmental organizations as if they're predicting the future of who would actually control you. So we go to a non-governmental organization. Public-private partnerships are all built into this. If you think anybody who was talking about the green religion or sustainability since 2000s or so had any lock on this, this has been going on actually for quite a long time. That we look very carefully at this next story of how we integrate the financial system, the Congress with the purse, the decision of the purse, with the military or an agency of the military. And it starts to be predictive of the conspiracy against us as a people, and it's cross-border, and it's cross-country, and it's not really patriotic at all. It's an adjunct system, another veneer of control. And so that's how I look at this stuff, and it's in a way it sounds maybe more complicated than it is. Just you realize you're looking at what is this supposed authority that's talking, and why it's so important to challenge it. It's so important to get right up front, not what your opinion is, of the, well, you, the official that they're, the purported official has, doesn't have authority. You show how they don't. That's the black and white. There's no way you're going to do it by your opinion. As I said, the basic example to y'all, as I give all the time, is universally the BLM will come after a minor on a so-called supposed code violation under a violating a 3809 rule violation. And when you go read about what that is about, it doesn't apply to most of the, well, none of the uncommon entry minerals, the gold and silver miners, the copper miners, the all that stuff. It doesn't apply that rule. And so that's where as I tell you, that's how you challenge it. How have I done it with the Rona, the coronavirus bogus? So we went to the communicable disease code, the black and white that these officials are supposed to adhere to, and you find the first step that they mess up, and if they mess up that one, then they don't have the authority that the legislature, now we have a breach of separation of powers, the legislature mandated that they must do. The executive was supposed to do. Same difference. That code doesn't apply to you if you don't have the first. By that rule, by what the legislature demanded upon the executive to look for, nothing is upon you, any one of you, until a report is made. And there's a due process that starts up, and you can challenge that as well. None of you have done that. None. Not across the world. Nobody has done that. To show you the scope and how, I'm going to say it, Vince, and thank you for, I see you in there this week, Vince, late. Didn't wonder where you were. Easily we fall as a people globally. We don't know the first thing on how to address the failure of a supposed authority, authoritas, without it. We believe we need to cow to it at every turn. That is not the way a free people exists. And because you have a free thought that you want to impose, isn't what I'm talking about. There's an establishment, yes, there's an agreement to an establishment, and I'm saying you go to the black and white to follow it. Let me get to this part where I'm sure how, right in front of our eyes, just as I've been saying, the military is always involved. They're involved internationally, the United States military now, internationally with non-governmental organizations. This story starts to show us, and I won't read it all, just the points that show us, and we get down in the bowels of it before we get to the point of where this thing is going in the future. And that the military is actually, the United States military money, they're appropriating money to do this. And they got to get that money from the Congress purse, the congressional purse. And so we can watch, follow the money is one good path that you can always figure out. See, who are the colluders? Follow the money. That's typically what runs this place. The United States government's a commerce entity. Whether or not you want to argue and piffle about the corporation status, which can be shown, to me that doesn't matter anymore. We're realizing they're not looking to our best good. In fact, there's a war against us, and so we have a problem. As a people, we have a problem. And I don't know anybody that can expect their rights to be given their rights by these criminals. So there's a war. You have to fight for them. And I offered, you don't necessarily fight and you don't bring an issue that some other third party can say to discuss. You bring the black and white failure of the official pretending to be that official, the actual official. Then you don't have to argue there is no authority to respond to until the record shows. But this record here on this story, I'll get to it right now. We got to get moving. There's so much to say, folks. It's trying to clarify, try to answer all the objections I know people have mentally. Even coming in the comments that don't really have an insight of what I'm really talking to, which is okay. It's just an awareness shift is all I'm asking. It takes a bit of time, I know, to listen to me. More importantly, that you start doing in an interesting thing for you, doing what I'm suggesting to see how it adjusts, how you interact, because that's going to be how we're going to be able to move through. It's we're going to interact in much more proper ways. Because even our friends may become, and I'm going to say enemies, but that's in quotes. They become a non-ally, I guess. And that's all a perception management thing that is out of our control. It's already happened. All we can do is, like I say, you've got to find your objective basis and stick to it. And just call out those that will violate you from it. And that, I know it doesn't sound like much, but it does give us a buffer. But let me move into here. The title, What is DARPA Planning with the WEF? Well, some of you who haven't even heard about, what's the WEF? Well, they're integral to what's going on. And what this is talking to essentially is moving through how DARPA is the military arm of research and development, puts money toward projects, and is involved with an international non-governmental organization, World Economic Forum, WEF. It's a non-governmental organization. It's tied in with the UN. That organization's corrupt, just like almost all these organizations that we deal with are corrupt. The OWL, or even the little people, but the World Health Organization. That organization is corrupt to high heaven, but we have buy-in as well, investment infrastructure to take us out. And this story goes on. What is the DARPA planning with the WEF? Well, why was it even be connected? But they are. You're going to find the agencies of the United States government connected internationally with a lot of non-governmental organizations. I've talked about this for years, for a long time, and part of our problem. But this report goes on. In 2013, President Obama awarded $100 million in grant money to launch the BRAIN, meaning Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies Initiative. This program conducts neurotechnological research in the name of, there you go, treating various neurological disorders, including Alzheimer's, epilepsy, and brain injuries. Let me go back without going, again, there's so much to remind you. People haven't heard this, think I'm leaving stuff out all the time, but it's, again, it would take forever to get through this, so I'm going to do a little bit here. Remember, here we have the word innovative, and we have the word initiative. And these are the two code words that we can use to say this is foreign to what you think is lawful government. It is that adjunct system. It's already, President Obama awarded, apparently Congress provided money to award $100 million for this research. Now, I'm not against the research and all, but when you start to see what they're actually putting through, and you see the player that Obama was within the context of promoting this adjunct policy, this foreign invasion of every land, essentially, it starts to become a little different problem. So they come under the warm and fuzzies, oh, we're going to help Alzheimer's, epilepsy, and brain injury, like I've told you. But remember, as I've also explained, and I got, when I explained this problem of the Title 50 War Department influence in our lives likely back to the Civil War, that this place changed. You almost see it in the name of, where I explained when I was long past, I talked with Clint Richardson to explain for his lethal injection video, you need to put in the exceptions in Title 50 to explain to people that it's supposed to be against, all these are supposed to be against the law, unless you can make the exception. And that was, when you heard it currently in the last 2 years, was when they brought up that dual use. And this is the exception. If the dual use is beneficial, the military can do all sorts of things and manners of evil. It's a euphemism. In the name of a chemical weapon. In the name of dispensing a biologic weapon. And so he put that in that move. I'm grateful that he did so. And there it was for people to see if they want to watch that. The point is that we were predicting today. We're predicting this deception that's right in our face. It's why I'm so harsh on Rand Paul, acting like the good cop, bad cop, allowing Fauci to make the record for the dual-use exception that needed to be on the congressional record instead of challenging any of it. But Obama's involved here. We get now move up, and the article says up into 2016, the Brain Initiative was supported. This is where the acronyms were. BRIN is not meaning brain. It means brain research through advancing innovative neurotechnology. And so we go quick like a bunny, and we say the word that the letters stand for, and we miss it. However, they're really sharp on how they're talking about this actually means about what they're after. The brain. Its function as a military thing. The 2016, the Brain Initiative was supported by multiple federal agencies and dozens of partners, so-called, in the academic and private sectors. So you're looking at this, as I've been talking to you, look at this article, and it's written just like it would work. It's talking to you about the dangers of academia. Look at how the academia was involved in Rona. The private sector, look, they're the ones making all the profit, even though the inventions, the value goes back to the university. So there's been a law change that allowed that all this university, free university research is being paid for by royalties. Again, it's all invented stuff. It's nothing natural in any of this. But moving on here, they're telling us how this lays out if we read it. And I'm going to jump down here once I finish this setup. DARPA is involved through President Obama allocating $100 million for this initiative. And it's to essentially look at how your brain functions and interacting with it. This is the military. It's not just science. This is okay. So you can read more of this when we get going. But to finish more of this off, some of the research sounds fascinating. They have been investigating the ways to deliver naturalistic sensations to amputees, as well as restoring brain function in the people that have suffered severe brain trauma. On the surface, that sounds cool. But you understand this is now moving into what we know is the artificial reality, augmented reality. You watch it going on right here. The military is moving a society into dysfunction and entertainment reliance and also control, as we know. And we read through the article, we start to see what they're after and how they're going to go about doing it. As Marie Hawthorne writes, and I'm going to stop here, and you need to read through to see how she develops this. But what was interesting to me is farther down, about three-quarters of the way through, until you go down about two-thirds to three-quarters, you start finding a lot of times, especially in legal documents, the meat. The meat of the harm is actually going on. And we're going to go here, and it says, it would be naive in the extreme to think that none of this research by DARPA could be used for nefarious purposes. So whether or not she knows or intuitively or cynically, she's making the comment here. Marie is making the comment. I've already told you, it has to be done. It has to be a military purpose that has a dual use in order for it to be valid in the appropriation of the money, if they're going to put it on you outside of war. Of course, it can't be nefarious, at least on the promotion. DARPA only discusses the peaceful medical aspects of their neuroscientific research, but a funny thing turned up in a FOIA request back in 2018. A journalist for Muck Rock magazine sent the FOIA request regarding Antifa BLM activity. Along with the information he requested, another file was accidentally flipped in with everything else. And that caused him now to investigate. We'll move on down. Cynically, again, I think she's writing here, now DARPA may be full of the most selfless public servants dedicated to nothing but safety and well-being of the American people, but a funny thing about the technology is that it has a way of escaping. And there is plenty of groups out there who emphatically do not have the well-being of the American people in mind. Moving down to whom might that be? One man in particular who regularly speaks of humans as machines to be hacked, in quotes, is Dr. Yuval Harari. He took part in a roundtable discussion on hacking humans, you animals, hosted by the Ecole Polytechnique, it's in French, I suppose, Federale de Lausanne. Maybe that was in Spanish. Excuse me for being illiterate. E. coli, that's one of their favorite little organisms. But going on, the thought of this man or anyone with his mindset having control over other human animals here, humans, is disturbing in the extreme. Dr. Harari believes in the inherent superiority of algorithms. This is where I keyed in to bring us here. This guy believes in the inherent superiority of algorithms. These are just math formulas. He insists humans kill everything around them and that the majority are only capable of thinking in the short term. If you don't hear sustainable development, the green religion, climate change in that statement, this is who is moving in here. And it turns out this guy is involved with the same group that money from DARPA goes into. To have any life left at all, he said, this Dr. Harari would say, we must rely on algorithms to make decisions for us. Dr. Harari says that humans have never been as free as we thought, and that the concept of freedom is mostly just a collection of biocultural factors. He goes on to say that people with a firm sense of their own free will are dangerous, but easy to manipulate. And this, you know, I just listened to this, I'm holding back a lot, but I need to say this. You're easy to manipulate when you don't make an objective basis for where you are and why you have the right to stay there. So what I'm reading, my mind is going to tons of things that I should be explaining. And the problem is they're so detached from this article that they become like this esoteric discussion. Why I'm hamstrung until someone brings me a problem. I'm a bit hamstrung to explain. But upon the specific, as I've told you before, nothing new. I was writing this weekend to an email this way as well. Until there's a specific, it's too abstract to really deal with on this broadcast. And the times that I can focus in on a specific thing, and thank you to anybody who's been reviewing for this and sending information to me about this, that when I'm able to do that, you find more favor in the broadcast. And I have to agree, but the problem is there's no specificity. I'm kind of lost to give discussion. So this case, we're talking in generalities, but I'm not talking about a specific, which is exactly what you need to do. And we can't talk about that until you find out what it is you need to do. That's everybody's individual approach by what hits them in a negative way. But this is coming to us as a plan from the controllers. And it's instructive to, and I'm going through this a bit right now before we run like the wind here pretty soon through the tabs. But to show you, this is all in the works, and it's how the mechanisms and the levers, it's all right here. And so, this is an understanding you have, not something you try to convince somebody of. For those of you that have the ears to hear and the eyes to see and that stuff, this is the stuff you put that gives you the foundation for that you're not crazy, first of all. Secondly, there are people out there that will hurt you and how they will hurt you. And hopefully you come behind the woodshed to hear some of the things you might do to counter that. Just even neutralizing that. Okay, so Dr. Harari says that humans have never been as free as we thought. Okay, I'm going to get into this, but I'm going to continue to read because it's more important to move on here at this point. We weren't. As people, we're fallen to start with. So we only have the rights we're gave if we're under civil rights, or we have the rights we assert if we're different. And we can show it. It's not just what you say, as I've been trying to show you, relative to land law and how you cause the chasm to be recognized that the government cannot have an interest in unless it's doing a breach of some sort. And so, Dr. Harari's contempt for human individuals and their respective cultures has no limits. See, the cancel culture is canceling all culture. So this, every sentence here could be a discussion. I'd also want to point out the contempt for humans is because you, a human, not a man or a woman out there, not one man or woman or little one of their offspring out there. No, just these human animals are the cancer on the face of Gaia. Don't ever forget that. This guy doesn't understand. He's one of them too. And so inherently, he has a superiority complex, which the article points out is really, again, can't be fathomed. We really want these kinds of people in our lives? Dr. Harris' contempt for human individuals and their respective cultures has no limit. That's cancel culture. The cancel culture. I don't care if you talk about Russia. I don't care if you talk about Ukraine. I don't care if you talk about anybody who has a belief in a constitution, a right, leave me alone even is a culture. Anything can be made a culture and then targeted. Why you have to be not there. A whole other discussion. In his 2017 article written for The Guardian, he discusses the future of the useless class, the large amounts of people that will soon be unemployable due to inherent superiority of robots. Dr. Harari works with the World Economic Forum. There's the name. Finally got to it. World Economic Forum, WEF. And so, unfortunately, does DARPA. While DARPA claims to work primarily for the interests of the United States at heart, what happens in the name of, hear that? What happens, the scapegoat, the stalking horse, folks, all these terms, at the heart, what happens to their $3.8 billion a year budget tells another story. You can go down a real rabbit hole trying to find every last detail about where the money goes, but for the purpose of this article, so she's even having to truncate like I have to do on the broadcast, it should suffice to say that the direct and great deal of money to the same bioengineering firms as the WEF occurs. If DARPA knows how to do something, it's safe to assume that control fiends at the WEF will soon know of it too. You can also go down a philosophical rabbit hole here. The story of men creating something and then worshiping it goes back to the Old Testament. Men used to worship statues of Dagon and Moloch. Today, instead of statuary, we have all-knowing algorithms. That impulse to worship the works of our hands remains. Human nature never changes. I want to get us now on the focus. It's about these algorithms. What are we talking about in the so-called algorithms? It's like the God of the algorithm. Maybe that's the title of the broadcast. We're putting a lot into what another man-made fiction called mathematics. That's just another way to say we get to cook the books, as far as I can tell. How about you? Can I ask that question here? Do you think that maybe math is just another way to cook the books, the concept, promote, propagandize? Boy, they're sure doing it with the epidemiology under the Rona, aren't they? So-called science. They're just cooking the books. I'm going to stop here. There's more to read. Nice article to lay it out. You see more of a context, more than I'm going to cover here. I want to focus us now on the algorithm because that becomes one of the keys throughout this broadcast on where we are going and where they've been telling us they're going. And part of my early on, what would I say? I don't know what the word, I don't even know what it is I'm doing. My failure to agree to this artificial intelligence is nothing more than algorithms that look and develop patterns from which decisions are made. And for as amazing as they can be, they're not real thought. They are not real life. They are programmed to come up with something, even if they become self-programming. It's garbage in, could be garbage in, garbage out. You've seen how AI works. It didn't work right out of the box, did it? But here we have the next story now. I'll move on, trying to get moving through. If the algorithms being used to determine if the state should take kids from their parents, do I really need to read more to show you the future is in these algorithms that are going to be deemed AI? And we have people like Dr. Harari working for WEF, paid for by the military, investing into that organization to make the policies that are already coming to a state near you, to take away your rights, so they say, as parents. Remember all these terms. I could never get through all the terminology to define and keep clear what I'm talking about. You have to carry along what I've said. Parents are custodial agents of the state. The custodial agent is, the child. However, I understand real quickly, without a link, you can maybe find it. You have your right as a parent. You have the right to give your child gender-altering medication. Okay? That's a state control. State control is using algorithms. No. What we just heard, DARPA is investing in your, looking at brain control. We have two things going on there. The control of your brain and the thing that the entity they create out of what AI, they call AI, to be a brain. And who do you think is going to be given the power to make a decision in the future? Isn't the tabs coming? Do I really need to read more? I guess let me read the first part because it talks about, it ties together, I guess I do need to read it because it does tie together the two concepts that I just did for you in anticipation, I suppose. If you've traversed the world of social media, Elon Musk, Twitter, your thoughts and deepest desires, or other technology platforms, you know the problem with algorithms and how they can lead to ridiculous actions by artificial intelligence. What they say at the title of this, algorithms being used to determine if the state should take kids from their parents. This isn't where it ends. This is just one of the stories out here coming right out of the gate. They tie together the algorithms that are artificial intelligence. While most algorithms are used to monitor, track, and gather data, that's, what did I say, sustainable? That's smart? Gather data on users for advertising purposes or any other thing they want to do. Other more insidious algorithms are used to censor those who question the status quo. I'm going to leave it there. I think people need to read this stuff to see it's happening, what I've been saying, and by the military. I think that's important to understand because I want to tamp down the idea that you think your Second Amendment is going to help here on this. People don't like to hear that, I don't think, but it's not that I don't agree that the Second Amendment's there. I just don't think it's the tool that we can use. Why? Because what I said when I entered into the broadcast, we are not a unified people of mutual help. We're fractured. And I saw this a long time ago, how easy it is to do that. And I said, well, it is going to the case. They're telling us case by case basis. We better figure out for ourselves how each one of us is going to do this and then come in alliance with each other without actual organization. The interesting statement here at the end of that, with those who question the status quo. I'm telling you to make objective black and white basis of what the status quo is, and an injunction is a tool. Let's look past the corruption of the Bar Association Court for the moment, but a court of justice is an injunction to hold the status quo, that when you bring the black and white status quo, you can enjoin anything that's not. It's everything I've been saying, and that one word identified in what they're attempting to question. They change and alter. By that statement right there, you know the one who's doing it's not doing it by law, rationale, reason, or for justice. That last little bit of the sentence. And I guess I say that. I hope anybody who gets this article, read that. And I know I said it after, but when you hear this, go back and read the last part of the sentence and then think about what I just said about that sentence told me we have a remedy. And then you got to think about, how did I get there? And I just did that. So it's not like I read these articles and come up with all this stuff. I kind of rethink as I'm reading. I get the idea of the article and I pick out what I want to do. But I see that status quo. They're trying to change status quo. That the remedy to change the status quo is injunction. That's how I think, folks. You should too, because that's the only thing we have in regards of addressing the government or the officials in government. I know it's a pain. I know we shouldn't have to. Well, I've been telling miners we shouldn't be having to do a whole lot for a long many years, and they don't agree with me. They think they should have to, and they capitulate to agencies of lack of authority, no authority, and agencies that are in league to do things like control your thoughts, your brains, under the color, in the name of doing something good for you, with a standard that says that you can never come to any good. In fact, we believe you are causing the bad to Gaia. And I'm somehow superior to have identified that, so I get a special place in the world. I don't have to lead first. So, get back to this. Algorithms and artificial intelligence. The insidious use of them. Okay? This is not when things go good. This is when someone's going bad. Why we go to that? Why that objective black and white basis is so important. This is why black and white, everything in a court of law in the United States, and it's likely everywhere there's a rule of law and democracy brand, even so, is reduced to writing. And you hope that, well, then we find out later that they actually screw up the record, but that's another type of problem. That just shows you know they're inside there and working to defeat you. And we aren't unified enough as a people to start hitting all these spots to cause them to stop it. Or give the basis why we don't have to continue putting up with it. That's the ultra-abolish part for the United States. So algorithms, folks, they talk about the focuses on these algorithms. We now connect it with that article to AI, artificial intelligence. I've explained to you the words escape me, that I do not agree that AI is a thing more than a patterning condition on rules that are set by someone. And these people that are outside an adjunct, you don't have an input in unless you go through that dialectic process I've explained how you address and defeat if you only will. Whole other concept and discussion, but not here for that today. Those of you that never heard me talk about that, you think I'm agreeing with some governmental thing, oh, you're just part of the other opposition and all that. You're not listening to me. I don't know what else to say. There's a whole lot more underneath all of that. And we, again, bringing it out in a certain thing I can address would be helpful. And I looked up and saw, I think Rob Works asked about a call-in broadcast. You know, I used to do that, and there might be the way to do it now. I don't know if that would be beneficial. It ends up working. A lot of people call in with their opinion instead of asking for a problem, and then I can't solve all problems. So there might be a way to do the call-in stuff. I've had people want me to do that. I'm not adverse. I used to do it. I used to do it on Restore the Republic Radio, my first place, and then Oracle Broadcasting, and that's the whole broadcast was on that. It's just the technology right now that's available to me is a little bit, I don't know if it's actually can be possible. And I know about Wire, but I've talked about all that as well. But anyway, so yeah, I guess we could look at that. I'd like to discuss that with people. Where would that get us? Is that going to be advantageous? But the problem is, on the moment, and with people, I've told you over and over, my experience is I hand people a direction, and they muck it up immediately. I don't know why, but that's what happens. And then I get criticized for saying that people don't understand, despite my experience, and despite the fact. But this is the problem. We're divided people. We couldn't come together. It's herding cats. I don't know what else is. It's like minor. The microcosm of the minor is it's herding cats. You're not good. Unless you have the right kitty food, they're not showing up. And even then, they're going to come with their nose stretched. But getting over to this back, we could consider it. Rob, I appreciate the ask now because it does remind me. I need to talk with some people to see how that would work to work better is really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for better, not just that we make it a discussion. I'm not into talk shows necessarily, just for the sake of talking. And Heather, I just looked down and saw, hello, Montreal. Thanks. Good to see you again that you're back. So move on all back. So we got algorithms, folks. The world, this is a technocrat. They think that math is going to work it out. If you want to look at some interesting stuff on how math can be used also to mess things up, look at Professor Robitaille's stuff on YouTube, Sky Scholar, and watch how he explains how the entirety of the science, so-called science of cosmology is based in bad mathematics, wrongly applied mathematics. And he's got a whole other idea. And I appreciate that because that listening to him is like when I was young, I had my ideas and I was denounced by academia for having the idea. And then years later, you find out, well, yeah, it's out there. There's stuff out there. We really don't understand. And so here's the thing with Rona and your life and the nations and people's lives. The decisions were being made on this bad math, this algorithm, this artificial intelligence is killing people now. And it now becomes what they're using and resorting to make decisions. I'll end here on this story with the states could take your kid. Should the state take your kids? The state's child services is another criminal organization in the name of benefits. I've identified that. I did the study. I did the documentary. It got put in jail over it. It was released after they found they got destroyed, that all the evidence got destroyed. And I was put on, certainly able to be put on the back burner. And maybe luckily so, because like I've said, the five other people I've found in the past, since then, that attempted to expose it are all dead. I know what I found. I know the proof I had. There's no, it's not a question to me. But now I don't have the proof to go further, yet I can see it in the world. And that's what you see as Epstein. That's what you see as the organized official organizations that started to pop up. That were certainly vilified. You can see why. Everybody seems compromised at some point. Not everybody, but a lot of people are compromised you wouldn't even expect. Why I keep telling you, look very carefully who they arrest. It's the low-hanging fruit. You never really see anybody of any stature that gets a hit for that. Because it's child services. Like adult service, as we might call it euphemistically, under a streetlight. That streetlight may be listening as well, but before we get there, and back to the brain, the first commercial brain-computer interface is entering human trials. What I was talking to you about the money invested is already produced the first commercial brain-computer interface in entering human trials. You might think Elon Musk Neuralink, but there's another comer here. Synchron Incorporated, which develops a so-called brain-computer interface and competes with Elon Musk Neuralink Corporation, enrolled the first patient in its U.S. clinical trial, putting the company's implant on a path toward possible regulatory approval for wider use in people with paralysis, in the name of paralysis. This likely is the product of what we just read by DARPA, and they want to say it's paralysis. What we're looking at is algorithms written by people that want to control you. So get past in the name of and look at what the military actually does. As an example, we look at the chemical weapon that the jabs are in the name of a benefit of being pretending to be a vaccine. Everyone looking right past the fact that it's causing the very thing they predicted. It's a predicted thing that they did. The flu was actually the only thing. We have tabs here. I've got to get to them. Proving all this out, it's just water under the bridge for me. I keep looking and running around how people are going to protect themselves when they don't listen or they think they know better. And not that I'm knowing so much better. I have an objective basis that you can follow that isn't opinion. That until you start following it for something, you don't realize, I don't think people appreciate and realize they don't appreciate the thing that it does. So, Synchron, if you don't think there's more competition in getting the money to make the hardware to link up to your brain, here's a story that shows two companies at least, and they're right in with that brain connection, neurological connection device, looking for a market. Then this story hit me kind of interesting because of that connection and the control. When you're considered to be not a good thing as a human animal by a Dr. Harari who's writing the algorithm, this little story popped up in my mind when I saw it. Remote lockouts reportedly stop Russian troops from using stolen Ukrainian farm equipment. Russian troops stole almost $5 million worth of farm equipment from a John Deere dealer in an occupied city of Melitopol, Ukraine, only to discover that the machines have been shut down remotely, making them inoperable, according to a report from CNN. Some of the equipment, which comes with a remote locking feature and built-in GPS, was tracked over 700 miles away in the Zakhan Yurt village of Chechnya. Let's go right back to the top of that and look at this. Don't they consider this Dr. Harari think you as a human machine? Do I need to know more that they can put in a GPS system and lock me out of myself? Is what the Neuralink does and DARPA would want to have done? And be careful to think that they need a device. I've told you what they do is they bring your body susceptible through things like vaccines. Let's go back to the dragonfly example I reported on. They had to do something inside of the, get the dragonfly susceptible to receive the hardware that they put on it. And I told you, watch out. We look at some things about this vaccine is what it does, but it also has another utility. Why I believe you see some things that look like circuits being able to be identified, though no one has really been able to prove it because of the size. We're really outside of our ability. But they say right here that a machine can remotely be locked out. They do it by GPS. What's your phone, folks? You think your Neuralink's not going to be connected to that phone? You think that some Dr. Harari that thinks that you're some destructive creature may allow you to travel very far when your social credit goes to some other place that it should be, that the algorithm becomes the decider? They get to be able to tell you that that is unbiased? Did you have a hand in programming it? Did you have a hand in what was going on? Did they cynically get your consent because of something you didn't check and they used your right to incriminate yourself? And the failure to not reject the right of incriminating yourself to allow them to collect all this stuff. Russian troops were kept from using a machine. That could be you, it seemed to me. When this brain Neuralink stuff hooks up, you can take that for what it's worth. Let us keep going down this technocratic future without a cricket. Even worse, even without hearing the crickets. The ultimate silence in the acceptance. And I don't know what kind of future anybody else sees. Predictive AI. New story. Keep going. Predictive AI. Remember, that's algorithms. Somebody's penning out an arithmetic statement. Predictive AI technology puts a target on your back. Can they predict the weather, folks? You're a natural creature. Can they predict the weather? Well, these technocrats think they are because they're superior and think that you are a destructive force that needs to be controlled. Keep considering what they're doing with DARPA, the military has done, and what the WEF's plans are, and how Dr. Harari works for that. What the algorithm might be under his perception, watching the state going to control whether or not they take your offspring, partly because you consented to throw them in as those statuses and yourself as a parent and not the mother or father. And we keep moving. It says that this AI, these algorithms, that think you're a criminal to begin with by the programmer, puts a target on your back. The way I just presented that, would be, that's that title is just obvious, isn't it? But this is, again, John Whitehead explaining, I guess, Nisha Whitehead, explaining it like it's something coming. Like he's explaining something to us. And he is to those that don't understand it, even though those that see this, for the most part, would deny it. You've been flagged as a threat. What do you think they take on your social media? Do you think you've been flagged and you're taken out as a threat? Just look how easy it's working right now. Look at what Elon Musk gets if he does acquire Twitter. Now that's been thrown up because what? He's throwing an interesting poison pill on the deal. He said, well, Twitter, you had undisclosed bots that are actually have inflated the value, and I'm going to look at that fraud and I'm going to reoffer some money potentially. So this is an ongoing thing. Very interesting. But you've been flagged as a threat. So do you think remotely they can turn you off when your Neuralink is now working? The very thing that DARPA and the Great Reset needed in the future? Why is DARPA working? Why is the United States government, the United States military working in the interest of the United States with WEF. Look at the money. You have to go back to who controls the money. That elephant in the room. Before long, every household in America will be similarly flagged and assigned a threat score. Social credit, folks. Without ever having knowingly committed a crime or been convicted of one, you and your fellow citizens have likely been assessed for behaviors. Sustainability right there, folks. The green religion. Behaviors the government might consider devious, dangerous, or concerning, assigning a threat score based on your association's activities and viewpoints. I'm going to end right here. Whitehead's correct. It's like it's predicted, but it's already happening. This is not something going to happen. It's happening in different ways and has happened. And now I want to add this idea. He says, put a target on your back, and you think, oh, they can come along and get you, and I'll have some statement. When this technology comes along that's not so tangible in the Neuralink processing, and you acquire that by some thing, be it the preparatory step from a jab or whatever they end up doing, or some court order or whatever, some ankle bracelet they now start with, and they decide to turn you off remotely, you'd just be considered another Russian troop, I suppose. The point is, here's the tabs telling you it's all this AI, is artificial intelligence, they claim, is going to have more superiority than anybody else to make decisions, and they can remotely control you. They require data. They require, how are they going to do this surveillance? Well, it comes out, immigration officials created a network that can spy on a majority of Americans. And no, it's not the NSA. Like multiple agencies. Remember, they're working in the federal government about the Neuralink investments. Multiple agencies are into that. They told us that, quote, if you have nothing to hide, then there's no problem in examining you. Now, in a shroud of secrecy, ICE hides everything and was discovered only after gaining information from hundreds of Freedom of Information Acts. This has to do with the Immigration Department. This has to do with the ICE in immigration, United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And you think, well, I'm an American. I have told you repeatedly, you are considered under Title 8 naturalization. And you better go read that section. And if you can make a lot of heads and tails in the first reading, I'd like to know what it is. Very carefully, you start understanding that, remember, the United States is a district, not a state. You're foreign to that. Its residences are in the states. You claim that status when you get a benefit. You don't stand on and defend and argue against, and they shouldn't argue, that assert the felony against you for not allowing you to do your natural rights. Instead, you allow the benefits of commerce or the presumptive of commerce activity. But here, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has crafted a sophisticated surveillance dragnet designed to spy on most people living in the United States, which they're not. They're living in the states of the United States, unless you see the United States, as we find in one document of history, says the United States is actually all the states. The United States of America is the district. And this is where you have to be careful on generalities and talking. We have to get right down to the nubbins, but let's just go with this being the United States. States, not the district. They have designed outside of their jurisdiction a way to surveil you in dragnet without the need of warrants and many times circumventing state privacy laws such as those in California, according to a 2-year investigation released Tuesday by the Georgetown Law Center on Privacy and Technology. Over the years, privacy experts and civil rights activists and attorneys have accused ICE of overreach in its surveillance tactics directed at immigrants and Americans alike. If what I just told you about you being treated as an immigrant isn't the truth. This article is written like that's not supposed to happen. I'm telling you that it absolutely is supposed to happen if you understand what you're reading. And until you embrace that a bit, at least making a possibility, a probability, you may not appreciate what I'm telling you, why I tell you what I do, where to go look. I'm not telling you what to do because it is on a case-by-case basis. The answers are different for everybody. The basic foundation is all the same, though. Surveillance tactics directed at immigrants and Americans alike. That's conjunctive, you immigrant. But the Georgetown report paints a picture of an agency that has gone well beyond its immigration enforcement mandate instead evolving into something of a broader domestic surveillance agency, according to the report called The American Dragnet, Data-Driven Deportation in the 21st Century. I'm going to end here. There's so much to talk about, just that paragraph, partly of which I'm going to say, so where, when you talk out here and listen to all the illegal beagles ahead causing question, why aren't they going after the appropriations that they've fraud, waste, and abuse of the appropriations handed them to actually extend this, and the violating the, even the spirit of what that law would be? There is a way to get at that. How come we don't hear anybody doing that? I'm just offering this. That's one of the discussions we could have if there was a unified people that we could break off a chunk of us, and we would attack this for the crime that it is instead of continuing to allow it. But we have surveillance, the surveillance that they need. They're telling you the government agency continues to skirt and get around and find supposed loopholes to make the surveillance they need to do what? Keep a tab on you in the future where your Neuralink, if you don't think your phone's used as a Neuralink quite yet, it's an extension of your hand anyway, then certainly you better reconsider what that phone's doing and why I'm so opposed to them. Not because of the technology. It's fantastic technology. But again, as we heard, how are they going to use it? Nefarious purposes? Oh, we can't believe the government is going to do that, as David Tullis would say, the good people. We can't believe they're going to do that. No, this is all about that. Now, continue to move. I'm way behind already. Amidst questions of stolen election, Macron launches digital identity app. Now, you think this is all local to the United States? No, this is a global problem. Under cover of other things, things go on. Although Macron survived the French elections, many voters are wondering how, if the election was stolen. See, it's a common theme now. And so I'll just point out some really quickly. Trust and confidence in the system, every government system is broken, but no one's going to step up and use that as their first line of challenge. I just said that. I hope you will start, is all, I guess, the point. Macron wasted no time in launching a digital ID app that will be required for French citizens to access public and private services. Again, you will not get a service unless you are connected. Dystopian digital identity is the bedrock of technocracy. And this is written by the editor of the Technocracy News. We can read more about it, but he waited till after the election to put in what they had planned to do before. They need your identity. They need you to have an identity. I've told you, don't make an identity. Avoid the identity. Have a different status than an identity. I've been talking to you about all of this for all this time, watching this thing roll up, this darkness come on over us, and we keep saying, oh, it's not going to hit us. It's not going to happen. Well, you watch how they're taking your food now. But anyway, we'll see how that works out, too. I hope people are doing what they can to protect themselves. Give yourself a buffer. But here we are, right away. The digital ID, you know it's going to be tied into the financial system. They are working all this digital technocratic ID for what? AI. The control. But you see the deception in this guy. The people who voted back into office, they like their harms. We all love our harms, apparently. And the surveillance continues, and they gather the infrastructure that they need to gather all that data, to do all the monitoring, and to do all the things they have so that the AI can eventually make a decision. Right now, it's going to be a little bit intangible. It's not going to shut you off because you don't have that brain implant yet. What you do have is that phone that shuts your life off. You think these sanctions aren't a little bit standoffish condition that becomes more immediate in your social credit? You watch how austerity starts to shut you off. Is just a reflection of what they can do in your phone when you focus all your attention on that's your life, because Dr. Harari said so, and they need to do that because you're presumed to be a destructive creature that he is apparently superior to, and he and those like him. Amidst questions of stolen election, Macron launches digital app is exactly how these people work. They didn't disclose they were going to bring it on. Certainly may have been one of the factors, notwithstanding the stolen election, that he wouldn't have never lost anyway. But they've got their agents in place that as soon as that became a lack of a threat, he moves it in immediately. Just like we saw Biden do. All these people. mental health apps that keep surveillance. I've told you about the mental health side of this. This is probably the most dastardly threat upon you. This is where the AI starts to get its power, when they incapacitate you. But they also maintain surveillance on all these things that are created. Mental app, health app, have terrible privacy protections. Should I say it, or is that too trite to say? I'll say it. No duh. It's made for that stuff. It's also in your health. It's also in your mental health. Now tie it in the need of your mental health that they find in the near future, that the Neuralink is going to be able to control your mental incapacities, the benefit that it is. And I already told you, if you were involved in any of this in the last two decades, good with the government trying to stand up for your rights, one of the very first things they've done is attack you as a mental hold. So this is writing on the wall, what I'm seeing here. The mental apps have terrible privacy. That's the least of the problems. Of course they're going to have privacy problems. They're made to be invasive. As a category, mental health apps have the worst privacy protections, the worst, folks. That really is funny. And we put up with it. Even those that don't have it. I don't have a phone, but they're moving this through. They're going to move this through, because no one is making, understands how to address it on a different end. It just moves on in, and it becomes the new norm. It becomes what's accepted. Has worse privacy protections for users than most other types of apps, according to the new analysis from the researchers at Mozilla. Another deceptive crew. Prayer apps also had poor privacy standards, the team found, while they do their own problems and make privacy lessen and make decisions to allow Google in on their browser. Again, why I don't upgrade my browsers. Yeah, I know, horrors, I'm under such a threat. Well, I'm not under that threat. And I have other things I back up, and that starts causing a problem as they start funneling you down. Well, you're going to have to use a browser. A certain browser. Now I'm finding out, like Proton Mail, they want you to go use a certain browser because they're changing their protocols. And I'm in communication with them and says, but none of this works. Even on the ones that you say are compatible, it stopped working. See, they want you into new stuff so they can continue the surveillance and continue what it is they keep track of what you're doing. Why? It's building toward that future that DARPA's been investing in. It eventually becomes some connection to you. I say it's initially in your phone because that's just an extension of your hand. What that goes on in that phone is your head. But it's going to become more automatic. And don't get locked into the hardware. That's going to start to disappear. When we went nanotechnology, I think we started to see the ability of all of this stuff to go into, you can't see it. It just moves into invisibility. But here we have mental health apps. They're going to be, my thought on this, they're another surveillance tool. They're going to be made. That's the key to keeping control of your ability for the system to say if you're competent or not. Any of you that's written an affidavit, you have to claim capacity and competency. They're attacking them. All right, so look into the future, what's going to have to happen here for you, and have an anticipation so you at least, again, have an idea. You don't get caught surprised. So all this data that they're pulling in, and I'm going to move this over. Who is it? We talked earlier that Dr. Harari thinks the people, human machines, are destructive, can be dealt with and hack like machines. As I mentioned Gaia, let's talk about this next anomaly, that we have all this data running, and we've heard, how are they going to get it? What's the throughput? Think about all the connections that are going on. Then you add all the connections that may be coming from a Neuralink, whoever gets the contracts through DARPA, and then privatized into the public sector, as you watch them do with Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and whomever else became the privileged class. 5G, how they get the throughput is to get these higher frequency transmission lines in 5G. Millimeter waves, smart repeater compatible with 360 million street lights will deliver data-driven insights. That's smart. So we heard the story about the street lights. They're now coming back to explain to us that all this data, I wanted to point us, they're reminding us in this same week, and we're just looking at all the places that Neuralink would be connected and all the things they're trying to do requires algorithms. That's digital data, technocracy, but that has to go somewhere to do the monitoring, to do the surveillance. That's what smart is partly doing. That's why they needed it for cars. It needs a lot of throughput of data. The story now comes up that the streetlights will be used. Why? Because they have to have these antennas very close because they don't penetrate very well. They're mostly line of sight, almost specifically line of sight, when they get it up to where 5G actually is. Just wanted to point out, they're showing us again how insidious this slow incremental encroachment of their capacity building is. And what the big story here is, when you get into it as well, is the power. Understand, the system requires power. Think the Matrix is the movie, and you are powering it. Think about this as we move into their gut. Their part of the 5G is to move the data throughput, but it has to have electricity to do that. Moving on now, a more continual showing that, again, what DARPA is investing in the Great Reset people, in the organization, as a public-private partnership, which is outside of the Constitution, essentially, as well, moves through the tabs this week through telling us that this article, how important this algorithm, math, made by man, fallen nature that he is and has, to run your life and control it, and particularly directly. You think we were talking about the direct connection to the Fed with your money? This is directly the system to you through a Neuralink. And I think, I have to say this, I'll never get one of those. Don't think in terms of physicality, that you need to see hardware like a computer. I think they're testing some of this in this jab technology. You won't even know it. I mean, and if they get to the point where they're now telling us, they're making it so, as I told you what happened, the chemical weapon is a delivery system for that biological unit to be a shedder, and that they get it fine-tuned so that people who are not sick become infected with it. This is the kind of technology I'm talking. You're not going to be really looking at physical hardware. It's not going to be as cumbersome in the future as it is today. So we got to just be aware, I guess, is the point there. But so we have all this power and all these streetlights running for data collection and getting it to the centralized parts where the algorithms could work on it. We move here now, next story, governments worldwide are working in lockstep. Remember that, what they did back in 2013 or whatever. All the Rothschild, whatever it was, I don't remember that story. You go look it up. Lockstep is a plan to bring in the digital ID and social credit system as EU agrees to expand online censorship with Digital Services Act. Well, that's what Macron fulfilled too, isn't he? Or didn't he? So read the title. That's really all I need to see relative to the point I'm trying to make and the things that we're trying to look for. Just understand it's a global thing. DARPA's with the WEF. It's global. It's not just the United States. It's just in the name of what it's doing, as we see, not the actuality. It's the dual use function that was very interesting for me to watch pop up in now nomenclature, the normal words of the street. But that was very important notice to us that this thing is moving through Title 50, is all I can tell you. The military is moving an attack. As stealthily as it is to most people, it's right there for us to see, and we're watching the infrastructure go global on this thing. And we look back to the Dr. Harari dude, that kind of mentality is what's driving this. The world is, or the humans are destructive creatures that need to be at least controlled, if not put to work here soon. The fewer and fewer because of robots that we'll need is another question coming on. But China, we move on now to the Senate. The governments are doing this stuff to bring on the digital ID, the social credit system, as the EU puts on censorship provisions, while we hear China's Twitter appears to have blocked searches for a line from the country's national anthem that tells people to stand up and refuse to be slaves. Did you even know that China people are told that in their anthem? But China steps up to say, no, we can't let you know that. Why? Because that's powerful. Your power is in what you perceive and you act upon. And I'm asking you to make sure it's very correct, because we're going into these perilous times when it's going to be imperative that you have a foundation for you to work. But China shuts out even the anthem. If you don't think this global thing is going to deny nations, it has nothing to do with that. Let the Chinese know, we're not going to even tell you that your anthem says stand up. They're telling you too, folks. Stand up. Don't just stand up, though. You got to get action going. There's action, and that's to refuse to be a slave. And that means you have to understand how you are one. And it doesn't come in ways obvious. It is, as you saw in the other article I talked about, taking the benefit and what you'll have to do to get it. Is that something we've heard before? You're going to have the name, the number or the name of the beast to buy, sell, or trade or whatever. How about if you just don't do any of that and you just give them the number that you tell them, you have their number. I looked at it a little different. There's a euphemism, an axiom, whatever, an idiom. When I have someone's number, I understand them. And that means if I understand them like I'm telling you and what I've formulated for myself, like I've said, if I can say the status that you put on me is fraud, and I can't be that, and I'm actually something else that proves two witnesses against it. Now I've got your number as a system. I've got beast. I understand you. Is that foolproof? Well, no, but that's what I was shown to say. That's what I've been guided to learn. Why I tell you what I'm doing, I tell you to do, to start in that direction. The governments are shutting out even what you thought was organic establishment, because it's not ruling anymore. China, again, look at China. They know what they know the problem, and they're heading it off. You can't even say, do your own anthem that says, stand up and refuse to be slaves. They certainly don't want their people to do that. Just like the country, United States, doesn't want you to do that. Where you have the right in the Constitution to do so is, okay. U.S. unveils plans to ramp up censorship. So the theme now, right, is censorship. How the government insists on your connection to impose the benefits and then censors out what they don't want you to do to get you to do that. U.S. unveils plans to ramp up censorship. These are like an older story. The point is that these are consistent with what we're going and who we're talking about in the day. This move comes days after Elon Musk struck a deal with to buy Twitter and pledged to restore freedom of speech of social media. United States President Biden's administration is expanding the Department of Homeland Security's purview to include fighting speech that the government deems to be disinformation. And I told you long ago when I did my deception and deceiver broadcast and long time back, when this is the time when the deceiver is deciding what is disinformation, cannot be a good day for us. And so as I get to here, as what I've said, your record is prepositioned before you say anything. You'll rely on that and the facts, not your opinion, so it can't be considered disinformation. And when they do that, they're outed to be the criminal. Because if you go based in this idea of this disinformation governance board, which is going to be governing what disinformation can be put out, you will be cancel cultured by it, then you're going to have a better foundation than just your opinion or our opinion. Or if you have 100 people get together, think we know what's better, but for each one of us, we're going to have the proof of it. So as China starts to do its censorship, Twitter is, we're talking, that's a form of censorship. You look at Neuralink, Elon Musk is involved with the Neuralink database, and Twitter is phenomenal. You think AI can make a field day out of all that? Being programmed by a guy like Harari who thinks that you're a creature of destruction? With systems and governments that censorship is lying? If I think it's Smith Munt didn't tell us that, as they keep reporting on the past, and they keep funneling what you can know, and we resist. But the point is that this is getting people into a mindset of perception management, which slowly over time gets more and more manageable for that system because more and more people drop their guard or are taken up, like we saw readily, at least it seems half of the population did with the COVID fraud, accepting the flu as a new and novel thing, not knowing that novel was something patented to come as an implementation in commerce, which came on with the jab, not naturally. How many people really understood that before we got started? I only know of a couple people. Those of us that knew were explaining it as best we could to try and get people to do, but see, there's an internal censorshipping going on, notwithstanding any, you know, shadow banning, but also people do that to themselves. It's like, I just look and don't know why more people don't listen to the broadcast where I'm explaining how to go about protecting yourself. I don't know how to look at that more than to say people may not want to protect themselves. It doesn't mean that everybody's in a problem, they have to protect themselves, but there's a lot of problems going on that we should be able to, we should have more people coming together. Stop the experimentation, because the experimentation is going to just cause harm. Now, if I get to the end of the broadcast, there's a guy who tried that, called up, got brought into something. It's like you see all these other people that find that you finally see the monster that the government is, despite your feeling and hope and at least belief that United States of America was the beacon, like we're told. That's just another propaganda system as you watch all this stuff happening, and then globally so. And so go to the money, go back into the money, government censorship coming down. It's all about the Neuralink hooking up, social credits, all this thing is being, it's in the works, as I've been talking today, and then we've been talking here coming on. The token or payment for your life is being moved into something that was denied in the face of people saying that it was deniable. And I said, no, it's not. Is this governmental Bitcoin type thing, cryptocurrency? I told you, watch, the dominoes are starting to fall on that now. And here we have the latest story on that. It'll be integrated with all this other technology. The Bank of International Settlements goes all in for central bank digital currencies. Who'd have thunk it, folks? Well, you know who was and who's been talking about it. And it's international. It's over there in Europe, but it's all connected inside the monetary system, which we've heard before. The same players, the World Bank, the IMF, the Fed, which you'll have direct trust obligations to and with. Remember how this works? A third party having trust obligations that they determine what the proper handling of that trust is. If you didn't think when I talk about trust breaches, it's important, you better tune up your knowledge in that area, because this is where it goes and how to not allow yourself into those relationships. It's not just about saying no. They have their ways, and then that's the presumption problem that most people that have got involved understand, and I attack those up front. That's how I attack those. That's why you attack those. The BIS in Basel, Switzerland, those freedom-loving, neutralized people, is the central bank to central banks, all of which represent a giant vampire squid on the planet Earth. I said last week's broadcast, as I titled it, Zio-Cidal Tentacles. I guess I wasn't so far off. When the CBDC accounts are opened directly by the public, the U.S. Treasury will be obsolete and powerless, as will all our Congress that has a responsibility to coin money. Well, guess what? The states can do it. So before we look down the road and see what Off Guardian says, maybe we have another answer that I've been offering to you. We need to more than just consider. We need to start imposing for our own mutual good. The means to total control over currencies by one monolithic structure that sits out of reach from all governments. Well, you just heard it. That's the central bank, the central bank, and the Fed's the central bank, and you're going to have a trust relationship direct to the Fed central bank, which is not the top of the heap. But they're all controlled by the elephant in the room, aren't they? I've already talked about that, the zio-cidal tentacles. A new report from the Bank of International Settlements intimates that about 90% of the national central banks are at least in the planning stages of launching a central bank digital currency. Something that I was, I don't know, vilified, but really kind of abused a little bit over, say, years and years ago. Oh, we have Bitcoin. Before anybody would accept that, no, it's not anonymous, folks. It's not without controls. 9 out of 10 central banks are exploring central bank digital currencies, and more than half of are now developing and are running concrete experiments. Concrete, interesting. Another story coming up. In particular, work on retail CBDCs has moved to more advanced stages. This echoes the March report of the IMF, which claimed over 100 nations are at least in the planning stages of releasing their own CBDC. We've heard that in the United States, it's actually legislation to begin that process. So, the Bank of International Settlements, that's the hub of the general national settlements payment system. Maybe Russia may or may not be involved. I don't know. I think they're still partly in there. They're, in a way, they can't be cut out. So that's why I say it's still part of the future. So here you have it. The word getting to the top of, if you will, the financial transfer system in the globe is now on record of all in and how they're the top of this system of other central banks in nations. The submission by this author is that it'll take away congressional power, but really Congress had no power anyway. For us in the United States, it's we have the right to contract. We have a right to contract with the medium of exchange that we choose at the state level could be outside the reach of all these, and given the how it is historically been preferred, certainly over the intangibles, certainly over electrons, certainly over having to have an infrastructure system. You don't have a computer, then you're stuck. And this is where they get rid of, I tell you, don't look at hardware. If they get you wired up by some chemical means, let's say, then their little satellite systems that are sitting on, well, satellites and or light poles will be sufficient. Your body will power the matrix inside you. But here's what your monetary system is outside of the central bank's power. More than $200 billion erased from entire crypto market in a day as sell-off intensifies. The volatility here is phenomenal. So that's what you have to look forward to as well in the crypto, even if it wasn't just the vapor of an electron or even controlled by somebody else who can remotely turn you off. Now we're going to be in the future in a number of ways. But just to show you, Bitcoin fell to below $26,000 for the first time in 16 months amid a broader sell-off in cryptocurrencies that erased more than $200 billion from the entire market in a single day. Doesn't sound like a tangible system to me. It's something that I want to rely my life on, directly handled by a trust at the Fed. But that system's going to change too, so it doesn't do this volatility. That's for the plebs. Just showing you, we can buy into a whole lot of stuff. We can do what we want, but the people are moving in control of the globe. This is not just your local commissioners. This is not local government. It's not even your state now. The state's driven by these people from the WEF on how powerful, supposedly powerful, algorithms are to do what? They're powerful in order to take control of your lives and your little ones. And all this data, as I said, these light poles and all this stuff going on, you think that the magic fairy dust runs this system? No, it takes electricity. If you think that Dr. Harari working for WEF, the Great Reset, who uses climate change and carbon sequestration as an excuse, thinks that this system is sustainable, you've got to hear this story because it says the data centers, just the data centers, now are consuming more electricity than rural homes. All the rural homes that are being cut off of electricity and the destruction of the dams and whatever power, the data centers driving the current system, which is going to be expanded when Neuralink and 5G goes up, are already consuming more than electricity than rural homes. Do I need to read more? Just read the story. It says that. This is not green. Technocracy is not green. Technology is not green. I don't care if they make it from wind turbines. That's not green. You're going to have to come to a miner in order to get the metal to do that. It's not green. But data centers are consuming more power. What do you think Bitcoin is? How the stupidity behind this? These nations, these World Bank that says we're going to support green issues, we're going to give money for those that do carbon sequestration, is fraud on its face. The system, the infrastructure to power that is not green. It can't be. It consumes more power than you. Have you seen, is The Matrix not a movie yet for many people yet? I've been saying this for years. Microsoft putting a patent that says your energy and your body is going to power their stuff. In your body. Was it a notice? Data centers now consuming more electricity than rural homes. Fascinating statement. And we don't take notice. This is not green. The technocracy is not green. How many times am I going to repeat that? You're going to know that. You're going to repeat it yourself. This is the fraud on our lives that's going to destroy us if we don't get a handle on it. Do I say I don't like wind power? Or I may not like solar power or whatever cool technology might come up. No, I'm not saying that. But to come in the color of that it's good, under the benefits, in the nature, under a euphemism, as a stalking horse, is a fraud, is a deception. And we don't focus in on that deception. We don't kick these people out, kick them to the curb, or worse, whatever we need to get, finally get rid of these people that think that we are destructive creatures, which we are, but not for the sake of their control. Then we're going to have and see some real serious problems. And you think your power bill's going up because of you? You think Russia did it? You think Putin's doing it? The scapegoat he's now becoming? Data centers now consuming more electricity than rural homes is not green technology, and it's the thing that climate change adherents support and promote. Is it making sense to you yet, folks? The WEF promoting the Great Reset, DARPA, putting Neuralink stuff that we see as controlled data transmission towers in every light post and everywhere else, actually. That's just the main things going out. Consuming more power for that system, for the beast, than even the homes right now. Right now, it gets worse. AI coming along to predict what's best. Pushed by policymakers that are enforced by people like Jeb Harm Biden and his administration. Proven, I think, every day. What is going to be good for you? Your mental health. What's good for that? Well, we'll invent genetically edited food now. New term. Genetically edited food is now discussed. It's becoming in the question in context of the next stage of the Great Reset. Well, it's an ongoing stage. It's an ongoing condition. As were discussed by Kit Knightley offering his observations. I think he's from the UK, and he's listened to the Queen's speech. Funny how the word Queen, we know generally who's being talked about when we say the Queen, if you didn't know the preeminent power of that term in the world, even though you don't think it controls you, and nothing directly. But the Queen's speech was very interesting this year. Kit goes on to explain the Queen's speech. I don't know nothing about it. He does bring up all the players, Prince Charles, he's part of the green problem, he's part of the Great Reset issue, he believes that animals have more rights than you, but we go through this, we read this article, we need to read it, he's explaining what's coming on within the food change and partly what is going to happen, they constrain the food, you get the natural food, you're going to call out for food, they win when they say they will provide this, Soylent Green. Okay, well, we'll look like that in the beginning, but as it was stated inside in his analysis, to quote the National Institute of Agricultural Botany, NIAB, the legislation that's proposed on this subject for food would take certain precision breeding techniques out of the scope of restrictive GMO rules. Essentially, this would see new gene-edited foods as distinct from old-fashioned foods genetically modified foods and therefore not subject to the same rules and oversights. The claimed distinction in that gene editing is opposed to gene modification doesn't introduce DNA from the other species, therefore in effect is merely speeding up what could potentially naturally happen over time. They're talking here about natural hybridization where you try, my grandfather used to do it, I do it, you take two different types of plants, you try to make a better vegetable. He was big on squash, big on sugarcane, and you would cross-pollinate and pull the plants, the seeds out and replant them and see what you got, pull from the best, repollinate, pull from the best, and cycle until you got what you wanted. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about doing it in the lab now. Well, it's still got the problem with the CRISPR. The point is they talk about it not introducing DNA from other species. It's like they're cutting. Well, they also we now realize there's cRNA, which is not DNA. And this is the two-step bioweapon that they get people who consume this stuff, if they can get it past your digestive system, for you to start creating stuff, which I saw inside here. But this is an interesting article. They're now moving into, you have to change your vocabulary to understand that the gene edited is going to be a clip, clip, snip, snip. We've already made reports on that behind Woodshed. It's trying to be deemed as different. It still has the unintended consequence problem, but we now see no different than the CDC will deceive you. The liar will say that they're telling the truth, and everybody says, okay, and no one makes a challenge. They're going to do it with this tool. And don't underestimate the power that I tell you happened to us back in 92, I think it was, with the Biodiversity Convention, where they spoke specifically to gene sharing around the world, which I told you was what happened in the COVID virus, the fraud. The point about the data transmission for that protein string was that convention in effect. The use of dual use benefit was Title 50 for the United States kicking into gear to justify its purpose. Otherwise, it's a chemical weapon. They're going to do that now. It's on the line. It came in a speech by the Queen, written probably by somebody else, that this is the future here that's being overseen. This is not some theory. This is what's coming up in the anticipation. What they're going to do with gene-edited material, what they're doing with gene modifications at all. We move into this. Lab-grown human breast milk may be on store shelves in a few years. A North Carolina startup called BioMilk, with a Q at the end, may have whipped up a nutritionally comparable alternative to human breast milk, except this milk isn't produced in a mammary gland, but in a bioreactor. It said that E-C-O-L-E company, E. coli, they're probably using, these E. coli bacteria is where they got that technology, and they've been going on and on and on. Now they think they're making destructive creature breast milk. For parents who can't breastfeed, or who adopted or used surrogates, having another option for their children besides formula milk, that's in the news. Could be a game changer. You think when they start hoarding all the milk that's produced, buying it, paying off, having the chemical companies not make it no more for your baby, dumping in the streets like they had the dairy cow people do, dumping all their milk? You think this is now promotion of a business to come? Well, you got to read this story. Bioreactor breast milk. Really? Yeah, well, you look really carefully. It's not really. It's one of these analogs. It also is shown to not have the materials in it, the nutrition in it, that would help brain function. In fact, it's shown to depress brain function. You get it? Neuralink advocates? You get it? You think that jabs are mandatory now and you get them in the hospital? You don't think that a Neuralink condition we set up when they find out your baby is going to be defective because of the way you were affected by the whatever aerosols they put in? They get the baby, they find it's mentally incapacitated, or they want to fortify the mental capacity, and after about 6 months, a year, they say, your baby's mentally deficient, we're going to give it this. Do you think you're not going to give your baby that to make the baby normal? lab-grown human breast milk should be a fraud on its face. Forget the human. It's not. But this is what they get passed on us. This is the things that are novel. This is the patented ideas. This is marketing, commerce. This is the thing the United States is to promote in its establishment. We'll be careful about that. I hope you're seeing the condition and lineage of what I've been talking about, where they start requiring a Neuralink now at the beginning of your life after they inoculate your children and make them mentally defective because they can't actually make mother's milk. And if we want to see the fruits of that today, this technology applied, pig heart used in pioneering human transplant had a virus. The genetically modified pig whose heart, got it? Genetically modified pig whose heart was used in the first human transplant of its kind had a porcine virus that may have played the role in the death of the patient 2 months later. David Bennett, Sr., 57, first seemed to be doing well the first few weeks after he received a history-making heart transplant January 7th at the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore, but his condition suddenly took a dramatic turn for the worse. And the doctor states, Dr. Bartley Griffith responds to that and said, he looked really funky, said the surgeon. Something happened to him. He looked infected. Get to the point here. Get down this story, and you find out what they tried to treat this guy with was essentially anti-HIV drugs. And when I read, I saw that, I went back, and this is all just this guy was used as a guinea pig to see if their current mRNA technology would be used to help this. What it looks like when they said he had a porcine virus, which should have been found, and they do an assay, which I assume is PCR, that apparently didn't get fined. This explains to us how they can program these gene-edited pig hearts can be programmed in order to give you a future thing. Now, if you just move it from here to the dire consequence of someone needing a heart and put it into any organ, then you start to see the kinds of things they can start doing to people over time. That makes this story a lot more sinister than just that he looked funky when he got this heart. So this almost looks like an experiment. And they found out, the experts found out, and I don't know, maybe the AI expert found out now, after the fact, their medication they thought was going to solve the problem that they had programmed in didn't. There's an insight you need to read this story to see how apparently devious this thing can get. And when you look at what's interesting to me, the family, I think it's the son, thankful that the doctors gave him even the 2 months. But if we look back over what they did with the mRNA technology, and it's the HIV, and you see this is what they're trying to use and solve the problem here, it takes on a lot more sinister interpretation. And we're back to being able to program people. Again, all this novel GMO stuff is proprietary. Now, why did I bring up the idea maybe the AI created this scenario? Well, we found that Meta's newest AI, discovers stronger and greener concrete formulas. If you don't think that the green religion is throughout our lives anymore, and artificial reality, augmented reality isn't a part of that future, the AI is now used, and I think this is a great tool thing. This is a great use of AI. To look through massive amounts of data, to come up with combinations of things, patterns, that appear on the programming to look better, is used actually to qualify it's perfect, even though, who knows of all the other things they try. But AI, Meta of all things, looking at concrete formulas. Why? Well, this is the problem with AI. This is the promotion of AI. They may not have been able to shout eureka like their human colleagues, but AIML system have shown immense potential in the field of compound discovery. which is where I would have thought it would be used. But here's what I want to get to finish this and move on to the point. AI becomes the expert of what is better, greener, sustainable, becomes the authority. Now, when you go back to the beginning of the broadcast and you listen to what I was talking about, when someone like Harari says that the human is a destructive creature and we're going to fix that, when you are told about what you need as a health condition, and AI says what it is for you to be sustainable, AI will determine what your health care is. AI will determine what you need to maintain mental health care. Neuralink. You will find that AI becomes authorita. AI is the new god to the technocrat, which is supposed to be science and objective. Don't ever forget, someone is writing a math formula. A man or a woman writes a math formula for an algorithm to exist. This is not done on its... It doesn't come down from God to be implemented. Well, that should show you that it's not God's work also. Wouldn't need it. Meta. Get this now, folks. This is the new Facebook in augmented reality, new future system. Their AI has been put on something I think is proper. Look for cool stuff. Look for materials that we need. That's perfect. This is telling us that when, especially attached with the greener part, that you are considered a programmable, hackable machine, which can be made greener. And when your authorita comes forward to suggest that you don't know, or even your doctor doesn't know what's best for you, that AI has said so, that's going to be it. If you think this is just about what I say about your phone and trend surveillance and all, no. This is about how they're going about. You're watching the elements of control and what is going to be in control and how. What Elon Musk does say, it terrifies him what AI can do. Well, it's not really doing, but what it can be said to do and then be used as an authority to get done. And he's telling us the stuff that he sees that apparently it's not available to us. It's pretty magical what it seems to do. But don't ever forget, it's doing it based on someone's calculations and isn't necessarily right in any case-by-case basis. Certainly not in the intangible world of social credit. Social interaction, social dealings, political dealings. The influence of that on people. The rubber meets the road, if you will. So AI can make new concrete form. AI can formulate new compounds, make new materials, novel commercial new materials. AI decides nature isn't good enough. AI decided human milk could be done on its own, even though it can't. See, that little variable got kicked out, that it couldn't actually. We'll do it. This is good enough. AI decides your nutrition is not going to be in the form of a supplement from a company that you know about today. New bill threatens jail time for supplement companies. Senator Dick Durbin's from Illinois, Democrat from Illinois, bill that threatens tens of thousands of products has officially been introduced. We need all hands on deck to oppose it. Action alert is this article to oppose, apparently, the Dietary Supplement Listing Act of 2022. I have not read it. The point is that when you start tying together what's going on in the netherworld of AI and the future control, you'd almost expect to see what you know today to be regulated out of existence. Like I told Bitcoin, will be regulated out of existence. They don't have to get rid of it. They learned it's better to embrace the outlaw than to try and destroy it. It's better to make love, not war kind of thing. But it comes like a peace treaty. There's a whole thing around peace treaties as well. You think that's a peace treaty, but it's not. It's a cessation of hostility based on a condition that the more powerful agent agrees the lesser agent will afford and give to the powerful agent. That's how the United States was created. You think the United States is powerful, but not under the international contract. This bill threatens your ability to access supplements you rely on to stay healthy. We need to send a strong message to Congress. Well, okay. Do your thing, folks. I mean, this is the warning. They're coming after everything you thought was normal to you. They're going to change it. I'm suggesting to you that AI will be, in a commercial, proprietary commercial sense, AI will be used by those that are handed power, like you gave to the CDC, who had none at all, to determine your life and what you will have. They're after going after doctors as well, as you've already seen, but even more so. But no one will have a say other than the supreme authority, which will end up being science, which is this AI. And you'll have the bureaucrat on the other end just having a stamp, if they ever have continue to have paper, a stamp agreeing or not agreeing that the paperwork was done right, not the decision. FDA and the liars leading the charge here. FDA chief claims misinformation is leading cause of death in the United States. During an appearance at CNN, FDA chief Dr. Robert Califf asserted that the leading cause of death in the United States is online misinformation. If that isn't a lie, a premier lie, that is a disinformation itself. And we can see that they said that the leading cause of death here just recently was something, was symptoms called COVID-19, not even something tangible. This is the same group that will not agree that they don't have a test. The liars, the deceivers, are in the power of information dissemination. So those that are in the FDA are supposed to watch your food have already telegraphed why it's going to be important that you looking out for your own self is not going to be adequate, because the way you do it is not sustainable. And I look at this. I don't want to read more. You just need to read. This is the movement that's going on, that so-called disinformation becomes the information of the deceiver. We all know that, but I'm telling you that it becomes an action against you. And if you're listening to me today, you have time to start developing your mindset and foundation so that you can at least hold these powers that will be at neutral. And we see more of the state coming involved, where I told you the real authority is. Federation of State Medical Boards introduces misinformation policy. This is the same board that did not step up to say that the communicable disease laws was not followed by every jurisdiction in any state. The deceivers are now in control, if they haven't been for a long time, in what even information will be. And this all becomes part of the overlying lying condition, which empowers what you heard in the beginning of the broadcast is going to be the AI overlord, the algorithm, the math sentence. Elon Musk reports testing positive for COVID-19 for a second time. Disinformation on the fact that anything could help that. He's now questioning. He goes, he also said COVID-19 is the virus of Theseus. I don't even really fully understand that, or if that's been applied properly by him, for as intelligent as he is. He goes, how many gene changes before it's not COVID-19 anymore is not even the point. COVID-19 is not the virus, first of all. But this is what's coming from Elon Musk, right? He's the intelligent guy. He's a billionaire. I guess he's the richest man in the world. Got nothing. The other end of the spectrum is the guy behind the woodshed. How's that? We have opposing views on this issue. And he's the most intelligent guy, I guess, in the world because he's the richest. He doesn't even understand what's going on. Another deception. Kamala Harris tests positive for COVID. Kamala Harris tested positive for COVID. What else do I got to say? Okay. I guess they're jabbed. I'll have to guess. Guess who else? Bill Gates tested positive for COVID-19. Says he's experiencing mild symptoms. Yeah, it's COVID-19, not an infectious agent. And yet, that's in the face of Fauci. Fall prey to? Figuratively fall prey to Jaws, Fauci, COVID pandemic over. The COVID czar, if you keep connecting up to Russia, said intermittent vaccines could keep the virus at a low level. Well, there is no virus and there is no low level. It's the flu. We know that because they just come out to say that. But here, how did Elon Musk and Kamala Harris and Bill Gates get COVID when Fauci said the pandemic is over? Oh, is it making sense yet to you, folks? FDA then delivers the final blow to COVID hysteria. It's time for Americans to treat it like the flu. So what is the COVID-19 being people testing positive is a problem with the test, isn't it? We can go right through this. But it's just the flu, folks. This, what have you heard behind the woodshed and lots of other places. And despite the end of this, Shanghai tightens COVID lockdown despite declining cases. We're just going to go on now what the government does in taking advantage of exploiting deception. As we have another analysis here, a brief exploration of COVID-induced mass psychosis of the population agreeing to these psychopaths and not stepping up in China to not be a slave. If you didn't think that they were told, their anthem says don't do what you're doing in the United States. And China said that the government said, oh, no, we can't tell our people to do that. That's dangerous. But this is a big psychological problem, a big created psychological problem. We find out now that there's studies that our kids or little ones or little goats are permanently affected. People in Italy are now needing, it's like they have to have the mask, despite the fact that there's nothing there. Lockdowns in the UK caused 60,000 children to suffer clinical depression. Can I just go through the headlines, folks? The thing that doesn't exist is now caused irreparable harm. New UK government data shows the COVID vaccines kill more people than they save. This is not even new news. But the pandemic's over, folks. Well, right in time for elections as well. You think? If this is not playing us, folks, do you see that? Pilots injured by COVID vaccine speak out, I will probably never fly again. You can read the story. I'm just going to read the headlines to get through some of this stuff. I'm not going to make it to the end of all this information to say it goes through and you just read through. You can extract all the proofs of everything I've been talking about for these last couple of years. And in this article right here, never forget, for 2 years, tyrants locked us down, forcibly medicated us, and destroyed our livelihoods is a title. I want to say, never forget, but you better step up to stop it because it's not going away. You heard from the beginning of this broadcast, this is not going away. COVID was a cover. It came in under the cover of what was going on, as we heard earlier. Nonprofit Watchdog uncovers $350 million in secret payments to Fauci over this. Collins and others at the NIH. This was all for a scam to profit from. I was talking forever. I mean, it's the whole point. It's how they take us out. Upon all this harm that's been done to your little ones and us as a society, drug cartel Pfizer scores record profits via taxpayer funnel. There's your leverage funding. If you didn't know this was how this public-private partnershiping per organized criminal profit works. What a funnel, taxpayer funnel, that's leverage funding. On track for $100 billion in 2022 revenues for harming you all. Admittedly now, as Bill Gates comes out and calls for a global surveillance pact with the WHO to continue this abuse against people. The same guy who just claimed COVID-19, he's got symptoms, yet Fauci said it doesn't exist. Are you going to continue to believe these people? I know you don't, but what are we going to do about this is the problem. Because they believe we're protecting the world. Another thing out of Australia, as they talk about how people are trapped in Australia despite the lack of stuff that's here, and they're using this as a springboard globally in order to impose this treaty that we talked about. As WHO admits Sweden's death rates among lowest in Europe, despite no draconian lockdown. There's no proof for any of it. And then I got a couple links you might want to go to. The Corbett and Knightley get in talk about the Global Pandemic Treaty. I think they have a lot to say in this, in their dialogue. And I think it's important that you listen to what they say there about how this came about. It's not the end-all be-all, but it's certainly informative. And with that, I hope I've said something today that integrates the world, how we see it, what is going on, the future that we're about to see, some things we can do to stop it, that you can take action to stop it, whether you understand what that is right now or not, and that's fine. We can work together to do that mutually in defense of ourselves, and I'll be with you next week, Tech Diffs or Nature Willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, Journey with Purpose.
That's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.